Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning it is. And thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, welcoming people to this show, Home-Based Business 101. You're listening to Baba Jahi with the We Work From Home morning show. That's right, We Work From Home. And this is the We Work From Home morning show, and I hope you had a great and wonderful weekend. And for those of you that's out there that are working from home, hey, you know, it's time to get started. That's right, it's time to get started. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it's depending on, you know, what type of work you're doing from home, hope you had, you know, during your weekend, you had a chance to do some prospecting. You know, when I say prospecting, it's something that I do all of the time because I don't have to go out to prospect. And what I mean by doing it all of the time is get in the habit of passing out 10 business cards a day. 10 business cards a day. And, you know, you do that very easily. You know, if you're standing there, like, you know, I had to go do some grocery shopping yesterday after church. And so, you know, while standing in the line and going through the store, you know, you get in a small talk with people, especially as you're going through the aisles looking for something. And, you know, and you just tell people, you say to them, oh, by the way, you know, my name is, and the people usually, you know, hey, they like greeting people too. They tell you their name, and, you know, you don't have to spend a long-winded conversation with them. You just say, and, you know, hey, I do such and such. Here's my card. You know, hey, if you're ever in the need of whatever it is that you're doing or whatever it is that you market, give me a call. I'm telling you something. You pass out 10 business cards every day, that's 50 business cards a week. I mean, you know, that's not counting Saturday and Sunday, but really, like, you know, if you do it every day, you're out and about, that's 70. And then 4 times 70, you know, wow, look what you got there. 280 business cards passed out a month. You do that consistently, and what will happen? You'll have a group of people that will be checking you out. Hey, one of the people that's involved in the business that I'm involved in, she's been doing that for over 8 years. And now, after 8 years, she has at least 40 to 45 people every day purchasing something off her website for passing out 10 business cards a day. Consistent little habit. See, just little things that add up. And little things that add up. By her passing out those 10 business cards a day. So, hey, that's one of your tips for, you know, this week in terms of, you know, working from home and doing what you need to do out there. And, wow, just think about that. Passing out 10 business cards a day. Every day. And it's very easy to do. See, too often, one of the mistakes that people make is they say, I got to find somebody to talk to. You don't have to find nobody to talk to. You talk to people. I mean, unless you're, you know, a hermit living in the woods or something or staying in a cave. I mean, you talk to people in your daily natural interaction. You just got to know how to reach in and pull out a business card and hand to them. And you don't, when you hand out a business card, you're not doing a presentation. You're not doing a sales pitch. You're just letting people know, hey, my name is, you know, and I do such and such. And if you have any need of, or if you know someone in the need of, then you can take and share my information with them. And so, you know, that's one of the tips that, you know, that we wanted to share this morning. And, you know, hopefully that tip helps you out a lot. And, you you know, that you're able to actually use that and share that in terms of your business. And what I'm going to do at this point, you know, hey, you know, as we talk about having positive outlook and positive attitude, I'm going to pull up our theme song and let that play for a few minutes here as we focus on it is my time, your time, our time. Let me hit that again. Hold on one second.
Rise. hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
That's right. You want to hear life from a higher vibration, from a higher vibration. You should always remember that as being a business owner, that you want to focus on life from a higher vibration. And the higher the vibration, hey, the greater your outcomes will be, and the greater you will be able to accomplish those things that you want to be able to accomplish. Because as you remember, and we've been doing this because he said, you know, we wanted us to do this for 10 days in a row, is to talk about, you know, that we were born to be great. That's right. We were born to be great. Great, not mediocre. You know, not mild-mannered and a muck, but to be great. To be great. See, we got to dare to do great things so that we can be great and do great things so that we can have a tremendous impact on the society that we live in. So, hey, I'm going to bring up Mark Yarnell, who talks about you were born to be great. And that, to that place, that's going to conclude today's show, short show today. Just want to give you a tip about those 10 business cards a day to pass out. Focus on, you know, life from higher vibration in terms of every day, focusing on the fact that it's your time. And now we want to close out this morning with, again, that we were born to be great by Mark Yarnell, which is a very, very important to always focus on, that's what we're here to do. You know, God didn't make no accident when he made you. We made me, and we made each of us. We need to understand our greatness and go about the business of doing great things. So here's Mark Yarnell.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Okay. And that's going to wrap up what we wanted to share with you today. And, hey, give us a call at 252-406-0774. Give us a call, or you can text us at 252-406-0774. Have a wonderful, fantastic day, and we will catch you again tomorrow morning at the same time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Based Business 101 with the WeWork From Home Morning Show with Baba Jahi. Peace.